This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Morning Run, and you're with Julian Lin and Wong Xiaoning. So all these by-elections that have happened, we've seen a slew of them. PD, Cameron Highland, Semeny, Rantau, and most recently the Sandakan by-election. And according to Azhar Harun, the chairman of the Election Commission, he described the Sandakan by-election as the best held under his watch. He told reporters that the candidates were very disciplined and respected the law and election regulations. He felt that it was a good model of election.
Yeah, and this is in contrast to the Semenye by-election, which Bersih 2.0 said Semenye saw 35 cases of election offences like undue influence, treating and gifting, and the promotion of ill will using race and religion, among others. So we decided to take a step back and look at the cleanliness of these elections overall.
And for that, we have Thomas Fan, chairperson of Bersih 2.0, the election watchdog. Thank you for joining us this morning, Thomas. So with this trend, what are you seeing in terms of updates of the offences of the by-elections from PD to Sandakan?
The trend has been from PD has been on an upward trend. So like in Cameron Highlands, we recorded about 23 offences, and Semenye 35, then Rantau 36, and for the recently concluded one, Sandakan, we had 29. So is starting to go down, but from PD has been going up.
Thomas, what were some of the most common offences seen in by-elections?
The most common so far that we see actually offences committed on polling day. In other words, the party is still trying to campaign on polling day by setting up what we call pondo panas or booths, supposedly to help voters, but But the real intention is really to pull votes, and that is an election offence according to our law. So that's the most common. But another common offence that we encounter so far are treating. That is giving food and throwing banquets for voters, and most of this treating offences are committed by Pakatan Harapan, actually.
I see. That's quite interesting. So what other offences did you see committed by both Barisan Nasional and Pakatan Harapan? Like, what was the split that you observed?
I mean, when it comes to treating, I think Pakatan takes the cake. You know, I mean, they committed most of it. But the other offence that we are quite concerned about is the use of race and religion to incite hostility and discrimination, which is an offence under Section 4A of the Election Offences Act. And this happened in Cameron Highlands and Semenye. This mostly were committed by Barisan Nasional on this. I think it really depends on the profile of the voter in those constituencies where there is a high percentage of certain ethnic group, then those race and religion card will be used. So these are quite serious offences has been taking place.
And Thomas, I'm just wondering whether you can give us, in terms of percentage, the split of these offences between Barisan Nasional and Pakatan Harapan. And I'm also just wondering whether you treat certain offences as more serious than others.
As far as the law is concerned, you know, they are all offences, and they carry penalties of fine and imprisonment as well, same, you know. But in terms of seriousness, I think for us, we take those using race and religion to win votes as very serious, because I think it really hurts our community, and it really put the ill will and hatred among voters just to win votes. So we take that seriously, but as far as the law is concerned, it's the same. So when it comes to share of these offences, I think Pakatan did use race, for example, YB Kula in Rantau. He spoke in Tamil to Tamil and talked about our people should vote for our own people. I think that is really uncalled for. Though it didn't, in a way, incite hatred or anything, but I think it is really unnecessary in Malaysia Baru. Whereas in Cameron Highlands and Semenyi, we see more stronger offence created by Barisan Nasional, whereby they really instill discrimination towards other races in that regard. So I think, for example, the use of fireman Adib's death to campaign and win votes, I think that's really disgraceful and unnecessary. So that those to us are committed more by Barisan Nasional. But again, treating is an issue that was done by Pakatan more. And also another, I would say offense, but unethical behavior is the abuse of state resources. I think there is always a gray line. Where is the gray line when it comes to abuse of state resources? For example, these are by-elections. The government is still functioning. But I think the people who go on the ground, especially ministers, need to be very aware that they cannot use their position as minister to make promises to the voter. Mm. Because as minister, they can deliver or not deliver.
Right.
And that will be an abuse of their position if they do that.
Now, Thomas, has there also been a difference that you've observed between the state of elections under the previous and current administration? What's the comparison? How does the comparison stand?
Okay, I think the comparison is that in the past, and the laws have always been there. In fact, the Election Offences Act is 1954, you know. But I think in the past, nobody really bothered with these laws. Bursay has been making reports and calling out parties for the offences, but nobody cared. But the difference now under the new government is that there is a greater awareness. The people are more conscious that there are laws to govern elections. So I think that is the huge thing, and there's a greater focus on trying to do the right thing right now. In a sense, both sides are holding each other accountable as well. Plus the fact that I think currently we have an election commission that is more proactive in dealing with offences. So I think that is really a positive sign under this new government right now.
Thank you so much for joining us. And that was Thomas Fan, chairperson of Bursay 2.0, EFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.